Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation.
And as I have thought about what this week's conversation is going to be about, I thought about a brief conversation that I had with somebody about the upcoming eclipse. If you have not heard, Monday, if you're listening to this recording live-ish on Friday when it releases, this coming Monday, the 8th of April, is a total solar eclipse. Have you heard about it? It's all over the news, at least here in Indianapolis, where we are in the path of totality. And I was talking to somebody who said, what's the big deal? And so I'm going to answer that question, but I'm going to answer it maybe a little bit differently. Because I've seen several articles, I've read things, I've seen videos, where people who have seen an article that I had seen of a guy, his name is Ralph. He had his first solar eclipse experience when he was 12 years old. I don't have any idea how long ago that was, but he has been chasing eclipses for a good part of his life. Now, there was one, I think it was back in 2017, we then went down to Kentucky, experienced the totality of the eclipse, and here's my message. Which I'm gonna make this a gospel related message, whether or not you like it. So there you go. I'm gonna be talking about the eclipse, but this is true for everything. There are people who are looking at the Fuhrer, saying this is ridiculous. It's okay. So it gets dark. Big deal. And I saw a video earlier today that showed for the 6th of April, which would be Saturday night, April 6th. It was just a kind of an image of all of the Airbnbs in the country and what they're basically the status. Are they booked? Are they fully booked? Are they sold out? Or do they have openings? And it's just, yeah, they're bookings, but there's not much that's sold out. There are a few little pockets here and there. And then if you look for the following night, Sunday night, the 7th, leading into the day of the complete solar eclipse, there's a swath of the country, starting, I think, down in Texas and going up maybe into Maine. I don't have the whole thing memorized. I know it goes over my house. That's the most important thing. And if you look at that night, Sunday night, leading into Monday, the eclipse is going to be Monday afternoon. It shows that you can see the path. You can see the path of totality because that's where all these Airbnbs are completely sold out. There are people who are saying, stay away. There are people who are saying, it's not that big a deal. And I'm going to tell you, it is indescribable. The experience, you cannot describe it. I'm hoping, maybe a few prayers in there, here and there, that we have good enough weather that we can actually experience what it is like and not just cloud cover and shadows and things like that. So things get really bizarre. I've lived a lot of my life that life is just a certain way, that if the sun is out, there are shadows. And the shadows roughly match the objects that are making the shadow. The thing that gets really interesting, as you get closer and closer to the full eclipse, shadows take on a crescent shape. It's really strange. And it's almost uncomfortable to a degree. You can read things that animals are confused and they start to settle down for the night, even though it's daytime. And so in the afternoon, there's going to be a period of time where if you are not in the path of totality, it will be kind of dusky. And that's And that's it. That's your experience. And you can get the eclipse glasses and you can look up at the sun. You can see the moon crossing in front. And if that's your experience, I understand why you might think, yeah, okay, so that was cool. I'm telling you, totality is different. It is a different experience. So when we were down in Kentucky with the 2017 eclipse, and there's an app, if I can figure out what the app is, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. There's an app that will give you a countdown. And especially if you're in the path of totality, it'll give you the things to look for. There are wave, I don't remember what it's called, but wavy lines, they look kind of like snake shadows. And that happens leading up to and coming out of the totality. When the moon completely covers the sun and you can look directly at it and you see this corona, this ring around the moon, there's something about it. There are not any words to describe it. It is, to not be hyperbolic, it is life-changing. It is a mystical, if you want to go with that word. Really, it's a spiritual experience. I don't know how to describe it better than that. I feel incredibly fortunate to live underneath the path of totality, and I hope that it's a good weather with minimal cloud cover. It is amazing. Now, why? So I can think of my friends who are not in this path of totality, and you're thinking either, there's something to this, I'm going to go check it out. And depending on distance or costs or schedules or whatever, you may or may not be able to do that. And then you may also be thinking, it can't be that important. Now I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be bold and say, this is just like Lehi's vision of the tree of life. It is something that he saw that was so incredible, he could not put into words. The words that he used were words like, he saw the fruit of this tree, and he knew that I'm looking for the verse, whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. He knew this. He tried to describe it. He said, as I partook of the fruit thereof, this is 1 Nephi 8:12. It filled my soul with exceedingly great joy, and he was desirable. It was desirable above all other fruit, and he wanted his family to experience the same thing. He beckoned to his family with a loud voice. He wanted them to have that same experience. He wanted them to have it. And then a couple of chapters later, 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 17, this is Nephi, where he heard his dad's explanation. He heard that this was an amazing experience, and the fruit of the tree, which represents the love of God, was something that was amazing. And Nephi said he wanted to see and hear and know. And he had that desire, because it's not good enough. My description of my chocolate cake, how good it tastes, or my description of the solar eclipse, or my description of how deeply you, yes, you, are loved by God, my description can't do it justice. Our language is so inadequate. We just don't have any words that can convey an experience. I don't have words to accurately convey to you how amazing the solar eclipse is. So all I can do is ask you to trust me and then go have the experience yourself. That's what this life is all about. We have to figure things out on our own. We have to do things ourselves. And some people will miss it and then hear about I'm talking about the eclipse. They'll hear about it and think, oh man, the next one's coming in 2000, I think it's 2024. So we've got 20 years. So maybe I'll be around to see it. Who knows? And some people will just have faith, confidence that, okay, well, I heard about it on the news and I heard it about it from these people, and these experts have said great things about it. So maybe I'll make a little bit of an effort. Now, if you're across the country, it may not work. If you're a couple of hours away, make an effort. If at all possible, it is a phenomenal, deeply, I found it to be a very spiritual experience. I don't know how else to describe it. It was amazing. And that's true for everything. The things we talk about on the podcast, the experiences that we've had, we talked a while back about the 5-second rule, for example. If you have experiences like that, that's going to be a much better teacher than anything I could do or say. That's what this is all about. The whole purpose of this podcast is for me to take my experience and hopefully share it with you in a way that you then decide, maybe I'll go have that same type of experience, or maybe that gives me a different way to approach the experiences that I've had. That's what this is all about. Go see the eclipse and eat chocolate cake. That's what this is all about. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?